This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, the next one is more interesting than controversial. Verse 5 says, "Who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent." You need to understand that in biblical times when this was written, people didn't borrow money for business ventures. People back then didn't go to their brother-in-law and say, "Hey, you got $10,000 you're not doing anything with, so I can start a business." It wasn't that kind of thing. Get this. When people borrowed money, when this was written, they were borrowing money to stay alive. They were borrowing money to feed their family on Tuesday because they knew they didn't have any money to last through Monday. And so literally it was a life and death situations where people would go and say, "I don't have money to put food on the table for tonight. Could you lend me money until tomorrow?" And there were people who'd said, "Sure, I'll give you $5, but I want $7 back tomorrow." That's called usury. And David and the Lord God through David said, a person who honors the Lord doesn't charge usury when somebody's trying to stay alive. You don't charge them interest when they're just trying to feed their kids and trying to keep food on the table or a roof over their head. That helps you understand the difference. What does it mean they do not accept a bribe against the innocent? You may say, "Well, I've never accepted a bribe against an innocent person." No, you probably haven't. But here's what one commentator said. Have you ever had to make a choice between money and a relationship? Have you ever had to make a choice between money and the deal or a relationship, and you said, "I'm going for the money"? Money rides in the front seat, the relationship rides in the back seat. If we've done that, according to this author, we've accepted a bribe against the innocent in a figurative sense. We've chosen money over relationships. That's what that verse means. That may have a whole way of speaking to somebody today differently than just saying, "Does not accept a bribe against the innocent." And then the last thing that David says, he who does these things will never, never be shaken. Have you ever been shaken in life by something that happened? Someone in first service told me about an accident they were involved in this week. I didn't know anything about it, where a car overturned and miraculously no one was hurt, but a rollover type accident. And they said, just by the grace of God, we're all right. And that person was shaken. But David says, when you do these things and you live this way, no one, get this, can shake you off your foundation with the Lord. That's what it means. You may have something that happens in your life that's so traumatic, you say it's shaken our family's financial stability. That may happen. You may have something happen that shakes your health stability and your health foundation. That may happen. But nothing will ever shake you from your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what it means, that you will never be shaken from your relationship with the God who made you. That relationship is based on the promises of God. Craig Larson writes about a story that, remember the man who stole, I think, $7 billion from a bank. I'll just read the story that he wrote. He said, "Have you ever gotten yourself into big trouble? So big you can't even conceive of how much trouble you're in?" That's what the 31-year-old Jerome Kerviel is accused of. Jerome worked for a prestigious bank in France, had worked his way up from the back room to being one of the men who did the bank's investing. He was caught allegedly committing investment fraud. In other words, he carried on bogus trades designed to make him money. Here's the amazing thing. He was not dealing in millions, but in some $7 billion.
Well, you need to hear the conclusion of this story, if on an interest level, if nothing else. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.